So the woman goes through labor to birth a baby, right? The farmer has to do labor to birth some produce. The factory has to do some labor to put out some objects, get widgets to buy, you know. Labor intensive creates a production. Huh. You go to work in labor to get a birth and a paycheck. And the whole earth is under labor. Everybody wants to. Why can't, if they can just print money, just unlimited, why do we have to work? You know, why, if we're going to send money to these other countries, why don't they just print it? We don't have to work because the whole thing is labor. Birthing. The word labor goes back to birthing, right? Somebody says, well, it's laborious, a laborious situation. I just saw this restaurant sideswipe a car on the highway. It's just sitting there. It's raining. Man born of woman's full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. Man born of woman is full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. Laborious. Labor, trouble, pushing out the baby, every day, something. Flat tire, bill is due, phone quit working, internet quits working, you got to call power company, water company, on and on and on and on. Feed the kids, feed yourself. Go to the bathroom. I mean, won't it be nice when you get your new body, you don't have to go to the bathroom? Won't that be nice? Getting a glorified body. You don't have to sleep or anything. It's ridiculous. So labor down here is why? Because we're birthing in the new creature. We're birthing in the new earth. Just like that movie, Eternal, The Eternals. God is birthing in sons of God through this laborious process. Because the sons of God have to realize what they're in. The sons of God must be born again first. Then they got to go through the sanctification process. Think about it. To be changed into the image of Christ, first you got to get the seed. And then you've got to turn it over in your mind to get the mind of Christ. You got to receive the seed of the Word of God, get born again, and then the Holy Spirit starts to change you. Old ways, old thoughts, old patterns go away. You get birthed into your new state, you know. And so the same thing with the human. So think about it. If the human is going to get its glorified body, there's going to be a new heaven and new earth, right? So if there's a new heaven and new earth, and there's new kinds of humans, new kinds of people, glorified saints, they got to have somewhere to stay, right? The camp of the saints in 1,000 years, you're going to see the saints come back. There's going to be a camp for the saints for 1,000 years, and the whole world's gonna, after 1,000 years, are gonna attack the camp, and God's gonna knock them back. Because you're holy, you're separated, you're set apart. You walk in love. The world walks in the flesh. You walk in spirit. You walk in love, truth, joy, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. And a lot of religious people who go to church, who were born in church, they think they're saved, but they're not, because they still use the tools of the flesh. Yeah, sometimes you have to push back against these flesh creatures. But for the most part, you just want to live in peace. You want to live in truth and peace. But some of these other creatures, they want to live in lies. Live in insanity, you know. They want to live in crazy town in their inner man. You want to live in peace in the inner man. What am I saying? I'm saying there's a parallel, there's a fractal. If the mama has cycles to birth and she goes through labor, if the industry has labor to birth in a produce, then you're being birthed to a new creature. And the earth is being birthed to its new state. And so that's why we're always laboring down here, because it's a birthing process. It's always a birthing process, labor. Anytime you have labor, it's birthing, just like the cycles. Anytime you have a cycle, it's a birthing. You might say, well, my wheel and my tire go through cycles on my car. Yeah, you're birthing to your destiny, your destination, same word. You're birthing to your new state. You're going, I want to go to the store. Well, first of all, you turn it over in your mind. You think about it. Then you get in your car. You walk to your car. Then the wheels turn. Then the wheels turn. Turn goes like the Volvo to push it out, birth it out. And so I'm telling you the whole truth. I'm telling you it's right in front of you. So when you're complaining, you better get used to labor. When you're young, I don't want to go to work. You better find a job you enjoy and you like, because you're going to labor your whole life. It might be cleaning your house. It might be cooking. It might be changing your oil on your car. Whatever it is, it's still labor. You better find something you enjoy, and that labor, you better become one with it. You better just mesh with it and just take it as just life. And the trouble, no reason to complain. Man born of woman is full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. The sparks fly upward when you hit something? Yeah. Man born of woman, what does that mean in the natural? Don't you think these angels are looking down at us and saying, how in the world can they walk in love with all that craziness going around them? And we can't do it. It's only Christ doing it through us. How do you walk in love with all the evil around you? You can't do it. I'm trying to reset my menu on my dashboard on my car, you know. Menu. Eat. What do you go to the restaurant? You get a menu, what you want to eat. And then I look at my dashboard, there's a menu. How's that connected? Everything's connected. If it's a menu, you're making a choice, right? When you go to the restaurant, you get a menu to make a choice. Menu. It's actually a reflection. Why is it M-E-N-U? Because you're looking at yourself and you don't even know it. When you look at a building, you're looking at yourself. When you look at a car, you're looking at yourself. When you look at a tree, you're looking at yourself. You're actually looking at yourself, and it's hitting you to push you higher. When you look at another person, you're looking at yourself who just made a different choice in life to push you higher. The face-to-face interaction, the face-to-face turning, whether you're facing off with a person, place, thing, object, plant, earth, idea, concept, whatever you face off it with is to turn you to the next state, a higher, a little bit higher. I'm giving you the whole shebang. I'm giving you the whole shebang so you can birth it in. Big Bang Theory, right? The whole shebang. But you're going to resist it. You're going to say it's too easy. Your flesh mind is going to say, this is too easy. How can it be connected? How can it be a fractal? How can it be a holographic fractal? It's impossible. I know it seems hard to believe, but it's really not impossible. 3D is just a reflection of 5D.